So it's Women's History Month. So if you don't know the answer, it's fine. We're just gonna make fun of you.
All right.
It's okay. Who was the first African American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? Bell Hooks, Toni Morrison, Alice Walker.
Toni Morrison.
Okay, you know your history.
Okay.
Okay, you
All
kind
right.
of have
I
to.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Speaking Hughes. I am your co-host, Taylor Nichols, and Sofa's on a little spring break of her own, but we still wanted to push out an episode for y'all. This episode we recorded a few weeks ago in celebration of Women's History Month. So we asked some Hooves, some students, some admin, some fun women's history trivia questions as well. Asked them about some women that they admire.
My name is Insofa Chanda, and this is my co-host,
Taylor Nichols.
And we are the hosts for Speaking Hughes, and we are taking Speaking Hughes on the street today. And in honor of Women's History Month, we're just getting some questions from people at UVA and in the community. So can you tell us your name?
I am Adam Side, the Executive Search Group, and I've been at UVA, man, since 2006.
Awesome. Adam. Okay. So the first question is,
name a woman.
Yes. Michelle Obama.
Great choice. Michelle Obama. Why do you name her first?
When I think about women, there's a lot of names that come to mind, but in terms of someone who is a woman and is doing great work to enhance the lives of people through foundations and other public forums, I think she seems inspirational.
Great choice.
Now,
great
I could also say my wife, who's inspirational.
I thought you were saying her.
We want to come a little bit closer to home, but not but, and Michelle okay. Obama comes to mind.
Awesome. Okay, Adam, who is your problematic fave?
My problematic fave? That's a tough one. I mean,
this is tough.
It's like, wow. What's my hot take?
Nicki Minaj.
Well, I mean, that's one. I mean, she comes around. You know, I'm going to say Taylor Swift. She is sort of amazing at her own branding, right? Mm-hmm. She has branded herself in a specific way that gives her the ability to own her persona in different ways that works well for her. And from this presenting and a marketing standpoint, I think she's done a genius job, but I don't know that it always serves the greatest good.
Okay.
Necessarily not. Okay. Other people will probably have very different opinions of that.
It's a very diplomatic answer. I like it though. Yeah. Adam, we know that you're married.
Yes.
But we have a question about what is a relationship deal breaker for you?
Unkindness. You know, I could say a smile's really important. I like good teeth, but that's not a deal breaker. I think you want to be surrounded in partnership with people who are kind, who treat others nicely, who model that behavior for those around them.
And we're going to ask a little bit of trivia.
Okay.
All right.
I love
now,
trivia.
Okay, good. So see how you do. So this is some Women's History Month trivia. Madam C.J. Walker was a Black woman who is the first female self-made millionaire.
Yes.
What products led to her success?
Hair product.
Okay, hair products.
Nice.
There was a Netflix series about her.
There was. I watched
that's
it.
That's great.
It was very good.
That's how I know that.
Who was the first African-American and Native American woman to hold a pilot license?
Hold a pilot license?
I can give you some choices.
Yes, please.
Mary McLeod Bethune, Bessie Coleman, or Barbara Smith?
Only because I hear the name a lot and I have no idea what context. I'm going to say Bethune.
It is Bessie Coleman. All right, we'll ask you one more. Which mathematician was known as the human computer and helped calculate trajectories
Catherine
for the first...
Coleman.
No, close. And helped calculate trajectories for the first man in space. Catherine...
Johnson.
Johnson.
Catherine Johnson.
I'm here with Angela Comfort. Angela, give us your name and your affiliation with UVA.
My name is Angela Comfort. I'm the office manager at the Office of African American Affairs, and I am going into my 20th year.
20 years at UVA.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Good. So we're going to ask you a couple of questions. As you know, this is for a podcast, Speaking in Hughes. We want to know just a little bit more about you. Tell us a little bit about what you do in a concise way.
Everything.
Sounds about right. Black woman.
I have recently described myself as the et cetera of OAAA okay. because everything else is me. I am responsible for office management, but the bulk of my job consists of making sure the budget is run as smooth and as precise as possible and is in line with everything that we do in the office.
That's
Every
right.
program that we have is affiliated with the budget in some way.
And how that's we, all on you.
Yes.
Okay.
And how we serve the students. I could do it in my sleep. I've been doing it for so long. I could plan a program and think about how many of this we need to order, the logistics for everything, because we've been doing the same programs for a while, mm-hmm. for different groups of students, of course, but it's sort of second nature to me now, okay. when it comes to everything.
And obviously you're good at it because you've been here for a really long time.
And I actually love what I do.
It's not, I can
I
tell.
I really love what I tell. Do.
You have the same smile that you had when I got here. I mean, it just seems like you're happy in the space, yes. and I'm sure they love and appreciate you.
Yes, yes.
So let me ask you a couple questions. Would you want to do some trivia questions?
Sure.
Okay, they're multiple choice. So no shame if you don't get them. It's all in good fun. Do you know where the Women's Center is located?
Yes.
That one's not multiple choice.
Yes.
Where is it?
It is by the president's house on that. No, across from. Yes. But I don't know the name of the road. I just know how to get there.
Okay. We're on the corner at the Women's Center, right there across from Bolin.
So that's not. Okay. I'm thinking about the wrong spot.
Don't feel bad. Nobody knows where we are.
So you're not across from the art museum?
Mm-mm.
Okay, no. That's what I was thinking. I don't know. My mind was there.
We got to do a better job. We got to have some flags up or something, but it's a common problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it across from
the CVS?
No.
On University Avenue?
Don't know where you are.
That's okay.
We'll
work on that.
Don't know.
So I'm going to give you some trivia. Who was the first and only tennis player to achieve a career Golden Slam in both singles and doubles? We have Steffi Graf, Serena Williams, or Martina
Navratilova. I'm going to think it's Serena.
Yes, it's Serena. Yeah, absolutely. The queen.
I thought it was Venus. Yeah. That was my first thought.
Who was the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? Bell Hooks, Toni Morrison, Alice Walker.
Alice Walker.
Toni Morrison. Yay. It's okay. It's all right. We're going to ask you just a couple of questions about you. How many siblings do you have?
None.
No, I'm your only child. Taylor would love to hear that. She is an only child.
But I have 8 children.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah.
They've got to be big now.
My youngest will be 16 in
April.
That's
right, because mine will be 16 in April. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
But everybody else is grown.
Okay. Well, and your daughter's a lawyer, right?
Yes.
That's right.
She works for a nonprofit in Richmond. Good. She's actually in Puerto Rico right now.
Oh, so jealous.
For a retreat, a work retreat.
Love it. Good. Good stuff. What was your favorite TV show growing up?
Dallas.
Wasn't my favorite, but I loved Dallas. Yeah, I loved that Southern genteel, whatever that was.
I used to love Dallas. And Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest, I remember that too. Do you remember any of these, Taylor?
My mom.
Okay. All right, I won't age shame you. All right, last question. Who is your celebrity crush?
Probably not as much anymore, but Chris Webber.
The basketball player?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's something about that sad smile. I first saw him on New York Undercover as a guest.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, who is that? Mm-hmm. And I realized he was a basketball player and I was hooked ever since.
That's a good one. I wasn't expecting that, but that's a good one. And we just want to get your take on a couple of things for Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. Tell us your name and your affiliation with UVA.
Darren Kelly, serve as Associate Vice President and Dean of the Office of African American Affairs.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here since October 2023.
So. Okay, so he's a newbie. Welcome. Just tell us about one thing you really like about UVA since being here.
I've always loved how it empowers students to really be leaders in their own right. And obviously student self-governance is a key tenet of the institution. And certainly as Black students in particular, I was a student here as well.
You went to UVA?
Yeah,
oh, you're a WHO.
I'm a WHO. Okay. I'm an alum, class of 2004. But really felt empowered to be strong in leadership opportunities for a lot of our organizations, especially our Black organizations, to really provide community for Black students.
Well, good. You've landed in a good place. So we're glad you're here. Welcome. Let's get into some trivia questions.
Okay.
So it's Women's History Month. So if you don't know the answer, it's fine. We're just going to make fun of you.
All right.
It's okay. Which artist was known for her surrealist self-portraits and depictions of Mexican culture? Tamara D. Limpica, Frida Kahlo, or Teresa Berga?
Frida Kahlo.
Yes, Frida Kahlo. Who was the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? Bell Hooks, Toni Morrison, Alice Walker.
Toni Morrison?
Yep. Okay, you know your history.
Okay
you kind of have to. All right, last one. Who wrote the book Hidden Figures, which is about the first Black woman scientist at NASA's Langley Research Center?
Is this multiple choice or do
it? It is not, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I cannot think of the name of the moment. So
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, so it is Margot Lee Shetterly.
Yeah.
Sound familiar now that you hear it?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
also UVA alum, and you're probably thinking Katherine Johnson, because for a long time, I've always conflated the two. Margot Lee Shetterly is the one who actually did that. So we're going to ask you a couple questions to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
Where's your hometown? Where are you from?
My hometown is actually Mission Viejo, California. It's in Orange County in between LA and San Diego.
I never would have guessed that. Not that I can really read people that well, but I was thinking you're a Southerner.
I have Southern roots. So my parents are both from Louisiana.
That sounds about right. All right, good. What's your biggest pet peeve?
I really don't like it when folks are constant liars. So. Untrustworthy people.
Yeah, I do not like a liar either. Yeah. I try not to lie because my memory's bad. And so I don't want to look crazy.
Right.
I can't do liars either. Mm-hmm. Awesome. What is your favorite family cultural tradition?
Gumbo at Christmas time.
Do you make it?
I do make gumbo now. My mom has always made it, of course, and grandmothers in previous years. And every Christmas Eve, we put together a nice big seafood gumbo, invite folks over. We're hanging out, enjoying each other's company, catching up. It's just a good time for fellowship, family, fun, getting ready for, of course, Christmas Day.
I love that. I love family traditions.
But who are we with today?
My name is Finn French.
Oh, hi, Finn.
Hi.
Are you a student, Finn?
Yeah, I'm a first year at UVA.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Where's your hometown at?
I'm from Alexandria. It's 20 minutes from DC.
Nova. I know where that is.
Who could have guessed?
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. We just have a few questions because next month is Women's History Month, so we're gathering a few questions. We'll start off with trivia. Name a woman.
Ooh, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right. Who was the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature? Bell Hooks, Toni Morrison, Alice Walker.
I'm going to guess Toni Morrison because I think she was writing earlier than Bell Hooks.
That's correct. That's correct. Which mathematician was known as the human computer and helped calculate trajectories for the first man in space? Kitty O'Brien Joyner, Sally Ride, or Katherine Johnson?
Katherine Johnson.
Oh my goodness, you're so good.
I saw that movie.
Perfect. What's your major?
Psychology, hopefully minor in Spanish.
Oh, nice. All right, next question is, who is your problematic fave?
I'm a big fan of Frankenstein, probably Victor Frankenstein. Like, look, you can't abandon your large reanimated son, but that book goes hard.
Cool. Well, thank you.
My name is Heather Nguyen. I'm a second year biology major.
I'm Kavis. I'm a first year and I'm doing pretty bad in.
My name is Brian. I'm also a first year and I'm studying computer science.
I'm Mia. I'm a second year and I'm studying chemistry.
So where are you all from?
I'm from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Ooh. I'm from Long Island, New York.
I'm from Thailand, Bangkok.
I'm from Northern Virginia. Nova.
I'm going to say, where has to be one. There's always one from Nova. Always one from Nova.
Does anybody know when International Women's Day is?
No.
Nobody knows? Anyone want to guess?
It's July.
Is that in July? No?
Well, you said International Women's Month is next month.
It is?
So it's probably sometime in March.
It is?
I'm going to take a guess, March 20th.
It's close.
Not really. Yeah. It's March 8th. March 8th. Can I ask you, any of you, who's your favorite iconic woman?
I think for me, Lauryn Hill, like I really enjoy listening to her music.
Yes.
And I feel like it's like hip hop is a very male dominated space, and the way you kind of infuse soul and hip hop and the miseducation of Lauryn Hill is just something I really enjoy. It was like a new experience for me because I'm so used to boom bap, like, you know, Nas and other artists like that. But like hearing that album was like, oh, it was kind of a game changer.
Oh my God, that's actually really iconic. That's like our best answer of the day.
That is the soundtrack of my college career. Do y'all know where the Women's Center is at UVA?
Isn't it like near the corner?
It is on the corner.
It is on the corner. Bing, 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 bing.
Y'all want to do some trivia real quick?
Sure.
You want to do trivia? All right.
Who was the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner for her work for the cause of education, women, and children?
Malala.
Yep.
Okay.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, this was really fun. Thank you again for tuning in, and we will see you next time.